Ah, I love coming back and seeing Adam's server muted.
Protocol droid, can you please tell... Shit. Charles?
Charles. No S at the end.
Charles.
Yes. God damn it, this is gonna make the cuts for sure.
Oh, so what you're saying is I just killed a random person. Oh, phew.
Alright, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tales of the Outer Rim. Jedi Adventures! Made it to Coruscant! Finally. We did it. We got it. We got there.
6 years later.
Doc found a clinic to go... Well, not a clinic. He found some people that were injured and being treated at, like, a medical... I guess it's a street clinic. I guess it's a pop-up clinic. And found out that a Zillow Beast had attacked Coruscant recently. Like, very, very recently. You know, there was destruction and damage all over the place. Some of the destruction went to the lower levels. Shock and Daniel discovered this when they were talking to the cabbie, because they were driving to the temple, or taking a ride to the temple, and they saw all the destruction secondhand. We all ended up making it back a couple blocks from the Jedi Temple, which is as far as the taxi could take him. And on our trip down the alley, there were some people jumping some people in an alleyway, and now... Two people are dead, one is seriously injured, and another guy is probably about to die. So, I think where we left off, Daniel, I believe it is.
Yeah, it's definitely Daniel's turn.
Made you wait a whole week to do something. How do you feel about that?
Oh.
You're not even in-game, Daniel.
Hang on, I gotta log in. My computer is acting all fucked up through this whole thing. Don't take my turn away from me!
So Daniel's holding his breath.
No, he passes out. Stop that.
We're not doing that again. As our destiny pool says, it's four dark and two light. Yes.
So anyways, Daniel looks at the remaining guy. Sees all... Wait, so some people died, right?
I killed one.
There are two dead bodies. There are two drunk guys cowering in the corner in the back of the alley. And then in the dumpster, you probably don't even realize what alerted you in the first place. There's a guy in the dumpster who is seriously injured. And this guy, while this is all happening, you're looking up, people are dying, a giant rifle gets fired behind your head. And then this guy shoots at Shock and Tear. And Daniel, like, you're holding this journal or book or whatever, and it's your turn. You can drop whatever is in your hand as an incidental, by the way.
No, I don't want to drop anything. There's only one dude left, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Daniel's going to look at him and use his force ability and just like...
Did you upgrade it for distance, or did you have to touch him?
You
need the range. I think at least rank one in ranged.
I'd like to submit a suggestion.
Sure.
Daniel arrives back, lights his brand new lightsaber, and runs in. Screaming, Daniel Jenkins!
No, I didn't upgrade it.
I'll give you the opportunity. You have the XP.
Do I?
Those kids are back there. They move their breakdance cardboard over to where they can see you guys now. They're like talking shit and breakdancing.
Talk shit about us?
Oh man, that kid's real good.
I slice his leg off with my lightsaber.
You know what?
Not that close. What?
I will take the range because regardless of whether or not I use my EXP, I did have 5 sitting there.
Cool. All right. So you have range. It needs to be what, a discipline check? Let me see what his discipline is.
John, I just really don't want to pull that lightsaber out until I have to because I don't have the sound for it edited yet.
I don't think Everett turned his on yet, did you? You just pulled it out, right?
Oh, no, it was ignited.
Oh, okay. I need to make a note.
I mean, you said he ran off, right?
Who did?
Are we still fighting?
No, he's in cover.
No, we're still fighting.
Okay. Yeah. Shock lights saber. Okay. His willpower. He has no. What's his willpower? Okay. Average check. I'll even give you a boost because he is all sorts of frazzled.
It's a discipline versus discipline, right?
Your force power should roll discipline for you, but with the force die. Boom!
Boom shakalaka.
What thought are you implanting in this person's brain for two success and two light side pips?
Get the fuck out of here.
Escape?
Leave.
Okay. The guy just... he's taking cover, looking all serious and shit, and then all of a sudden he just stands up. His gun, his hands are down by his side. Still has his gun in his hand, but it's just dangling down by his side. And he just walks away.
Yeah, all you hear from Daniel is just like,
he's walking away, and now it's my turn.
Okay, yeah, what are you... Okay, sorry, he tries to walk. He just stands up and starts to walk away.
Well, wait. I just want to paint a word picture before that. Like, Daniel just, like, snaps his head towards him, looks at him, and just, like, points a finger at him and says, leave. And then the guy, like, does this weird robotic, like...
He stands straight up, arms down by his sides. Yeah,
yep, like, alright, I'm out.
It was vague enough that it, like, didn't cause any, like, there was a lot of fight, and it was distinct enough to get the picture across pretty clearly.
Yeah.
So he's starting to walk away. Doc, if you want to do something, go for it. Get that big boy rifle.
Blows the back of his head off.
Hold on. That boost shouldn't have been there, but I'll give it to you because he's all dazed. Two success and an advantage. So Doc, 11 damage. And it hits him, and he, with your advantage, I'm going to go ahead and say you hit him in the shoulder, and but he just keeps on trucking. He just keeps walking. And since you shot him, shock's close enough, we'll give whoever goes next, like, a boost. Or you can recover a strain. Do you have any strain?
I would like to recover a strain, please.
Well, not you. It's Tyr. He was the one that got the advantage. How do you want to spend your advantage?
I mean, there's no one left, right?
Give a boost to the next guy.
Okay. Sounds good. Who wants to go next? Daniel, you can disengage all you want, but...
Yeah, I'm going to unignite my lightsaber. I'm going to see him walking away and unignite my lightsaber and stick it back in my bag.
Cool. Alright, and then he just walks away.
Daniel?
What?
Daniel, what are you doing?
Daniel told him to run away.
So that makes it my turn again?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm shooting again.
Alright, hold on. I'm missing a difficulty this time.
Okay.
Alright.
Yeah, fine.
I'll just keep it the same. Go for it.
I mean, you can go before me, too.
Oh my goodness, dude. Your gun has accurate, too. You need to... You get two extra blue dye. That's your two extra blue dye? So...
Jones' gun inexplicably makes extra pew-pews.
Five success and two advantage.
That guy's
dead. Oh my gosh, you have Pierce 1. I didn't know you had Pierce 1 on the You killed everybody else. He's technically supposed to have an extra point of damage. So hold on.
Oh, Morty, he's dead. Dead as fuck.
You don't know that.
Good thing he's a robot, huh?
So you line up a shot. Where? How do you kill this guy? How do you annihilate this guy?
Can his head explode?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You just line it up. How do you take this guy out with a headshot?
Base of the skull, man.
What's that comedian that smashes watermelons?
Oh God, Gallagher?
Gallagher comes down to Iowa all the time. How do you not know him?
Because I've never watched other than a video.
Honestly, I really only knew about Gallagher because of Chappelle's Show.
I have no idea what you guys are even talking about.
All right, so at the conclusion of this fight,
I'm going to turn to them like, Sass told me about you guys. You can't leave enemies to come back and find you.
Oh my god. There is a guy still unconscious in a dumpster, but also, we need to everybody roll either cool or discipline, and you can recover that much strain for each success.
I'm pretty chill.
Well, yeah, you gain four strain back.
Strain.
Oh, then you don't have to roll. That's cool. All right, so Daniel, you did try to you tried to get a peaceful resolution. So if you choose, you can lose up to 10 conflict.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Daniel. Yeah, Daniel will lose 10 conflict. I mean, he's slowly coming to terms with the fact that, I mean, outside looking in, yeah, Daniel is slowly coming to terms with the fact that, like, you can't save everyone. Sometimes things just happen. And Daniel did the best he could.
Maybe those saved things are Dr. Zach's ass.
Yeah, right?
Shock, you actually lost control or killed some people. So I need you to gain 10 conflict.
It wasn't out of malice, though.
You started the whole thing by, instead of confronting them, chucking a dude into a dumpster.
He was threatening them with a gun!
Which led to three people being dead and
I
one person...
I three people, I killed one.
Right, but there could have been a peaceful resolution.
I think you killed somebody after that.
Shock, you gain an extra 10 XP.
Okay.
Tier.
There you go.
Doc, you... Since you don't have anything to do with conflict, if you want, that leader guy had a really fancy heavy blaster pistol. You can acquire his heavy blaster pistol, and I will write you up stats for a big fancy gun if you want. Like a handgun. But also, gain 10 XP, bonus XP for... You get XP for killing things, I'm sorry. Like, Daniel, you'll get XP as well, but... They get bonus XP for
you. I'd be fine with you saying, Daniel, you feel slightly better about yourself.
Honestly, though, I have here my notes that I think I was going to give you anybody who did that, 5 XP just as a, hey, here's some XP. So I'll give you the 5 XP.
Well, just, really, I don't even
I have an extra 5 XP for killing the last guy on my own.
Yeah, there you go.
You killed two of them on your own. Yeah, you can have his 5 XP. That's fine. That was a headshot. You did good. You done good. I think you critical them, didn't you? That's fine.
I don't really need the experience. You took off some conflict. That's fine.
All right. Let's see.
Is it my turn?
What's that?
Is it my turn still? There's still that guy in the dumpster.
You want to go?
No, there aren't our turns. Do what you want. Did you pick up that guy's heavy blaster pistol, by the way?
No, I don't have the encumbrance to carry any more weapons.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to kill the guy in the dumpster?
Nah, he didn't see me. Shocked. I'm starting to knock him out.
He didn't see any of us.
He literally didn't see anything.
And he's the only one.
Minute, life, so. He was shaking down two guys. The next minute, he's waking up in a dumpster.
1 minute, I had friends. Next minute, I do.
Splattered friends everywhere.
Oh, and the headache. All right, so you guys...
Can I go pin a note on its chest that says, what did you do?
Sure. Now you have the two guys that at this point are kind of, don't know where to go. They're kind of trapped in an alley with dead people, and they are freaking out. They're very drunk.
And it's still my turn?
There are no turns. Do what you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
No witnesses.
I mean, unless you're going to murder all of us.
By the way, when you went to the dumpster, you could pull off one of his tusks if you want. He's a...
A Tuscan?
Raider? Honda Baba species. I can't remember. You know the cantina saying where it's like, oh, he doesn't like you?
No, my friend. He doesn't like you.
Honda Baba? I can't remember his species. But they're like, they have big walrusy tusks. They might not actually be tusks, but they look kind of like tusks. But if you want to pull one of those suckers off,
yeah.
I think I would call them mandibles.
While I'm posting the note on his chest, I snag me a tusk.
Yeah, actually, you're right, Adam. It probably is a mandible. They're bugs.
An ugnaught.
What?
That's what they are.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not what they are.
Yeah, no. They literally have tusks.
No.
Oh, those are like really.
It's not a tusk. It's a mandible.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Okay. So, These two guys are cowering in the corner. Are you guys just leaving? You can hear sirens approaching in the distance.
Oh yeah, I'm just gonna get the fuck out of here. Pretend like I didn't see nothing.
We're not gonna stick them up. It's our prerogative now.
No, Daniel is going to continue on like this was nothing.
I'm gonna look at the doc, or well, whoever this guy is, because I don't know he's the doc. I'm gonna go. Well, if you want to try and stick them up, I can leave you ended like the rest of the guys.
Oh. I was gonna say I was just joking, but
I'm not initiating anything anyway. This was just a friendly warning. But I'm gonna keep walking.
Daniel has not missed a beat. FYI, like he looked at the guy, said run away, and then just kept going. Like, this was old hat for him, not on his radar. There are much bigger fish to fry. Like,
it's a reptile.
Anyone that knew Daniel knew that this did not register on his radar at all. He is gone.
It should have registered enough that you were able to remove conflict.
He stopped a mugging, and that was it.
You didn't do anything! You got the guy out of there, now he's dead!
No, he told the guy to run away. That was all he cared about. Said run away, dude ran away, bam! Who cares?
One by one, they were corrupted to the dark side.
Motherfucking cold-blooded! Alright! So you guys are now at the foot of the Jedi Temple. Place looks pretty damn empty. There's a protocol droid at the front, the top of the stairs, and the doors are closed.
Daniel opens the door.
The protocol droid walks over to you before you get to the door. Oh, hello, excuse me. How might I serve you?
Yes, my name is Daniel Shanks.
Welcome to the Jedi Temple, Daniel Shanks. How can I serve you?
Takes a deep breath in. Motions towards his chest. Daniel goes, I am Daniel Shanks. This is Shaki Lee.
Hello, Shaki Lee.
This is our guest.
Hello, guest.
Motions toward Tyr.
I'm going to peer around his shoulder and be like, hey, have you seen a Doctor's Access?
I'm sorry, I don't know a Doctor's Access, I believe.
Daniel just makes a stifled. Yes, we are looking for Zaz. Protocol droid, please submit a inquiry to the local constabulary. We are looking for a Zaxaz. In the meantime, though...
Sir, if you would like to file a police report, please report...
No, you do that for me, robot.
Sir, I serve the Jedi Temple. I'm a protocol droid. I am here for services inside and around the Jedi Temple. I shan't be filing any police report for you, sir. It would be against my programming. I am not an eyewitness to any sort of crime. I have no details. That would be you, sir.
Okay.
I could calm the authorities for you.
Daniel will go, no, that's fine. But anyway, protocol droid.
Yes, Daniel.
Can you please tell Charles? That Daniel Shanks and Shaki Lee are here to present their reports. We're here for our meeting.
Jedi Knight Charles. Oh, Explorer Corps. Oh! Daniel Shanks and Shaki Lee. I have you in my databanks. Yes. I do believe Jedi Knight Charles is out exploring one of the holes. That was left by the Zillow Beast.
Oh. Okay.
You can probably reach him on the comms at this point.
I think this is pertinent council data at this point. But that is up to, Cheryl.
Okay.
Hey, Cheryl?
Yeah, right?
Ah! Alright, are you gonna comm Cheryl? Because you guys can use personal comms now.
Oh, yeah. I guess Daniel will... calm him. He will blankly stare at the droid for a little bit, like expecting the droid to do this for him, and then realize that the droid isn't going to do anything and just go like, oh.
Its head just tilts a little to the left, but it just keeps staring at you, unblinking, because it cannot.
No, like, even better, there's just, like, this uncomfortable silence for about, like, 2 minutes, and then Daniel just, like, has this epiphany that, like, oh, this
Hello? Is gonna do Daniel? For me. Are you lost in your thoughts again, son? Answer me. You called me, damn it.
Charles is on the council, right? So I should refer to him as Councilman Charles or whatever?
No, he is a higher ranking member of the Explorer Corps. He's not on any council.
How would Daniel normally talk to him?
You could call him Charles or Knight Charles or...
What's his...
You could just call him Charles. Or Sir.
Sir Charles. What's his official title is what I'm getting at. Daniel's being very official right now.
Senior ranking member of the Explorer Corps.
Captain Charles.
I guess you could probably call him General. Probably.
General Charles?
Well, I mean, if you're going off the Clone Wars stuff.
What would... Senior member Charles would probably make the most sense. Daniel's not quite comfortable with the military structure yet.
Yeah, you can call him Senior Charles or...
Senior member Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so in character, Daniel, which probably looks pretty weird because anybody watching...
I swear your eyes just rolled back in the back of your head. Are you all right, son?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden Daniel's like super stiff, like as stiff as a board, like standing, like... Senior member Charles, I have information to report.
Well, I would hope so. That's why you're here. But we've had an incident. I'm sure you've been made aware, at least a little bit. Especially if you're on Coruscant. You know, everyone on Coruscant is affected by this. You won't believe it, Daniel. You won't believe it if I told you. I need you in shock to find me. And if you have your doctor friend, what is it, Zaz? He might be useful too. Come down. Here, I have coordinates. It's a large hole. You need to go down. Just go down. I'd get a good speeder or a drop pack.
Get in that big old hole.
Get a speeder or a drop pack. It's a long drop.
Daniel will kind of, he will slouch in his posture and go, sir, yes, I heard. It sounds like... Zillow Beast, maybe? I don't know. Like, that was my...
Oh, yeah. Thought. It was nuts. It was crazy. I mean, God, I've never seen anything like it. Like,
my ears are gonna perk up, and I'm gonna go, you saw it's nuts?
Nuts, sir?
Yeah. I almost shit myself. It was crazy.
Oh.
Was terrifying.
I mean, yeah.
Where are these nuts you speak of?
It was horrible. It was a terrible, horrible scene. People were hurt. I'm waiting on you. This is very important. I don't want to have to tell you you're right more than once. So get here now. Please.
Daniel.
Charles, out! And he just, his comm goes off. And you have coordinates.
Daniel's grinning because he heard, you're right.
And nuts.
Yeah. You're right, nuts.
Shocker is just going to look really excited. Do you think we can find its nuts?
Here they have amazing properties.
Daniel is... He will snap out at, do you think? And he'll just be like, yeah.
Should we go look for its nuts?
What?
Should we go look for its nuts?
Let's check with Charles. First.
What does Charles have to do with this?
Charles.
I said Charles. Yeah, let's check with him first. Tyr, we gotta... I think we're needed by Charles, our boss.
You barely even know his name.
He doesn't know anybody's name.
I know his name, and if...
Three times fast.
Three times fast.
Charles.
Is his last name Maine?
You know what? I don't know. We should ask. Tyr, I'm going to be 100% honest. Daniel is going to put both hands on both shoulders for Tyr. go, I'm not very good with names. I know. And he's going to like slap him on both of his shoulders again and just go like, I know this is surprising to you, but names are not my forte. I think it's Charles. He hasn't corrected me yet.
He has. He just gave up.
No, Daniel was just going to say, he hasn't corrected me yet.
Oh, man. Are you guys going to go straight there? Are you guys going to try to find Zaz? What's the game plan?
No, it's still emergency after emergency. Daniel is still, in his mind, trying to put out... Wait, we're putting fire after fire out.
Yeah.
He hasn't forgot about Zaz. It's just like, oh, there's a monster that was on a rampage and that people could be needing his help.
Okay.
That's where Daniel's at.
So you guys, you guys are just going to head to the coordinates then? Tyr, are you going to try to set anything up in order to get back into Zaz?
Yeah. Hey, guys, I need to stop at a weapon store real quick. I will meet you at those coordinates.
Okay. Yep. Make sure if there's any issues, just let us know on this frequency. And Daniel gives him whatever the hell comms they're speaking over.
Yeah. Don't forget, you guys have to get down a hole. So maybe you're going off to get the supplies to get down in the hole or something. As soon as you got into Coruscant out of hyperspace, you got like a bling, and you got like an email, and you guys got paid, by the way.
Oh, yeah. How much? What's our
30,000 or something like that?
Like we each got 30,000 credits?
No, or your ship, you got it for the ship. Like, it's like your every... month. I don't know what months are in Star Wars. A year is a cycle, but I don't know what a standard galactic month. You guys get another or two. Sometimes they don't come right away. It all depends on with the war going on. They've been a few and far between.
Months?
No, not months. You jackass. Came here.
Time slowed down. It was super weird.
So you guys now have 34,000 credits!
Yes!
So Tyr is going off to buy the supplies. You guys giving him any credits? Or you're just like, go get supplies. See you later.
Yeah, Daniel would say that.
Okay.
Can I get some money, guys?
Daniel?
No, I was saying, like, Daniel, yeah, would say, yeah, sure. Here's the card. Be responsible. Please.
I'm going to snatch it out of Teal's hands and go, you don't just give him the whole damn card. Who's, I'm going to hand him 2,000 credits.
Whose hands? Or,
well, you tried to hand it to the Tyr, and I said no.
I thought you called me Teal. Sorry. I was very confused.
Adam, yeah. Episode 1. Not Stargate.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Disregard anything I said.
I take the credits from Shock. Heading to the store.
Okay. So you're going to go off. What are you going to do first? Shapeshift back or go get supplies?
Go find supplies.
What kind of stuff are you looking for?
So... repelling gear? I assume we need that. I also want to know if there's somewhere that I could find a Q-22 retinal tracker.
Oh my god, what?
What is that? It just sounds fucking awesome.
Hold on. Wow. Let me first look up this. Because repelling gear, simple repelling gear isn't gonna cut it. You're gonna need either...
that climbing suit or whatever it is.
Well, there are actual jetpacks, which are very expensive. But I believe they're essentially parachutes, but they are like assisted fall. They have like little jets that slow your like slow descent stuff.
You get back out then.
Yeah, that's a good question. How would you get back out? Jetpacks are 4,500 credits a piece. You could also get a speeder, like rent by whatever a speeder,
and that'll get us in out of the hole.
You could just like corkscrew down and then back up. It might not get you out as easily as it gets you in. You could make it work. We could have fun with it. So you guys have to make a ramp to get it to go up the wall and spiral up out of a hole.
Can I rent a speeder for them and then buy a jetpack for myself?
Yeah, I mean, you could just get the speeder out of the ship. Because that's, I think the speeder from the ship is a two-seater.
Yeah, I'm going to go grab the speeder, and then I'm going to go buy myself a jetpack, and then still wonder if I can get that Q-22 retinal tracker.
Is that a cybernetic? What is that?
I don't know. I found it on your list.
Yeah, you can find some place to get it. But then you have to get it installed. It's a surgery to have that installed. It's actually a cybernetic eye.
Oh, I don't want that. I don't trust anyone else doing surgeries.
That's fine. You can always find like other mods for it. I think you have hard points. You have 4 hard points on it, so you could go to the mods and find mods that have like scopes and stuff.
Okay, do that later.
Okay.
The speeder and the jetpack for myself, which you said was 4,500?
Yes.
This discussion for later, but did you mention something about getting like a deployable turret?
Yes. I don't know. I think it's probably something you just have to kind of homebrew. You could probably get like a.
You could get like a microbot kit of like from like an electronics store,
like a training remote, and rig it with a small blaster.
That or like a I'm sure they have like little robots you can buy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Just do computer checks to see if you can like rig it up, and then
you could get like a little drone that follows you around.
Droid, yeah, like a miniature droid. Uh-huh. Like, I'm sure they make them in all different sizes.
Really, what I want is like a shoulder-mounted predator gun.
Oh, okay. So they do have a thing. It's a robotic arm, and it can hold a blaster. It actually used it.
But I would have to like up my encumbrance, I think, to get something like that. That's why I was thinking like something I could throw down and it deploys the turret.
I see. You'd still be encumbered because you have to hold it till you drop it.
And wait till later. Just look around.
Okay. So you buy your jetpack, you get the speeder. When are you going back into Duck's Eyes? I'll let you do it for free. I just need to know when you do it.
Am I going to though? Like, am I still being followed? It's a thing?
I don't know, man. What I need to say, I guess, is we're nearing the point that if you go forward as Tyr, you're going to be Tyr for a while, or they're going to know your secret. So I'm giving you the option of being in a form they know and having less questions from them, or being Tyr and maybe being Tyr. It's your call. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just letting you know we're at that point where it's like, if you don't save now, or you should save now, the boss fight is ahead or whatever.
All right. I'll shift back to Zach.
I'm not forcing anything. I'm just...
No, I know.
I'm letting you know.
Just going to say, Shock's going to shit his pants.
Tyr was a fun side play, but I like Zaz better.
Are you sure? Right. You can keep it up with Daniel.
I mean, Tyr can always show up again later. I mean,
there's only so many times the Zaz dislikes having Daniel put his hands on him. Tyr has to put up with it.
That's the thing, right? Because they now know that you and Tyr are real good friends, he could literally show up anywhere later on. But if you want to turn back into Zaz, are you going to like go into the ship as Tyr and come out as Zaz and want like a quick change cutscene?
Yeah, I'll switch back to Zaz on the ship and then I'll go get the stuff.
Excellent. I was hoping you'd say that. Where's my dice? Because I want to use a dark side point.
Here's the thing, Zach, that's a little bit conflicting to me. If I come back as Zaz, I'm still going to get questions.
Yeah, but what if Zaz was at the ship? Whenever, and they just parted ways. Because he could find the ship. He could find out where it's docked. You know, he could look up docking registries. Find the ship. These are things that that Tyr would know, Doxaz would know. So, things I could tell you. Like, it would be... Like, if you knew the registration, which he probably would know the ship's registration, he's on it all the time. He could go up to it and look it up. Because it's still the same person, just a different face. But, like, you can look ships up by their registry when they dock. And then find where they're docked to, like, meet people and stuff.
Docking.
So you maybe would assume that he was waiting at the ship. And you're like, oh, hey, all right, see you later. Kind of a thing. But I just wanted you to change on the ship so that I could flip that dark side point like I did. And as you come back the speeder out of the ship, there's someone standing with their arms crossed and they're leaning against a wall. And they're like, I thought I told you to change your face. And it is Jotun. And they walk over, you know? Starting to kind of get under my skin. You've never been this attached to a bunch of people before. I think I might have to intervene here. I might have to take care of your problem for you because trying to get it the way it works.
Check out these new trophies I got.
Excellent.
This
but
is the best one I've had the whole time I've been doing this job.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure those are the two that they're wanting you to bring in, and they're distracting you from what you're supposed to be doing. Either bring them in, or ditch them, or I'll take care of it. This comes from the top. It's not my choice anymore. And they grab the bag. I'll deposit the credits. They walk away. Seriously, I'll take care of it if you don't. And then turn a corner, and they're gone.
Douche.
Okay, so you know you head back, you got your jetpack, and they only had one. Sorry, guys, I don't know. You guys meet up at the coordinates. By the time they get there, Doc's probably close to arriving on the speeder, and before you is a giant hole. Once you get down in there, it is pitch black. So we're going to need some piloting checks, probably.
Okay.
And
they just say nothing. Just like Zaz is back. Cool.
I haven't seen it
oh,
yet.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Zaz pulls back. The speeder pulls up behind you guys, and it's Zaz in the speeder.
Do you want me to do a check to see how I react, like a discipline to see?
What's up, Bat Boy and Shanks Monkey?
Daniel loses his shit.
What kind of a check do you want to do, Shock?
I don't know, like a discipline or something to see how well I can, like, how much I actually believe that it wasn't him.
I think you failed your perception check, didn't you?
When?
Before. When he first...
I don't think I've failed a perception check yet.
Yeah, you both did.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today. What do you say to the god of death? Not today.
John, what's your deception?
Yellow, 3 green.
Did you say YOLO?
YOLO.
What are your bonuses to not being detected?
I got a let's see. Yeah, I got a reflect body glove, which adds setback dice to vigilance and perception.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, sorry.
You're sailing.
That's
up,
just a
right?
Notice.
Oh. No, okay.
I got a ghillie suit that does one setback die to perception and vigilance.
I mean, I can see how that
character
would work. I can see how that it would kind of hide some of your body language. Don't you as a changeling or something have a bonus? Is it upgrade it once or something like that? Maybe under abilities or something. Changeling. Success, resilience, perception versus deception, detective. Okay, no, there is no upgrade, my bad. Okay, so it's a red, 3 purple, and a setback. Shock, you could do discipline or perception.
I'll do discipline.
Holy shit. You got 5 successes. Whenever Doc came back on and called you those weird names, he was still doing the Tyr voice. And you notice that he's walking, like, exactly the same way. This is... And, like, they were wearing the same clothes. Like, how has Daniel not noticed that they're wearing the same clothes?
And then you're like, Oh, fuck it, Daniel.
So you're pretty, yeah, this is Doc Zazz. But, you know, you've been a little more attuned to everything lately, and I'm pretty sure this is Tyr also.
I'm gonna go, why do you sound like Tyr?
Oh, he's an old friend. You know, you get back to talking with old friends, sometimes you just, like, fall
where
back
is he? Habits.
I sent him back. He,
back to where?
He's covering for me. To that last planet we were on.
How'd you get here?
I told you I was going to meet you here.
I'm just going to look at him with squint eyes, open my eyes wide, and go shrug my shoulders and go, all right, well, it was kind of fun. A lot better than you are.
I'm sure I would enjoy hanging out with him more, too.
Damn.
Can I roll something?
I don't know. Can you?
We're trying to roll.
I want to see if Daniel caught Zazz saying that we...
I'll let you roll the same check that he did, but you have to roll perception.
Yeah, Daniel just wants to... I just want to see if Daniel picked
actually,
up
you can roll. You can probably roll discipline, too, actually.
Yeah, discipline, because...
point you're sensing it. Like, Shock brought it up, and you're trying to, like, verify using your senses. Like, the Force. Like, you're trying to feel... Oh, no. Oh, no!
Daniel doesn't...
Oh, no!
Daniel has a stroke.
Daniel four failures! Weird for some
one advantage. Reason. And one despair. Alright. Wow. Based on this perception...
Daniel... Can we say that Daniel is just so engrossed in his books, he, like...
Well,
momentary. Go ahead.
So Daniel is so, like, amped to see the doc back that he's actually kind of mad at Shock for, you know, because Shock's obviously trying to put some sort of blame or something on Doc. Why would you be so rude to our friend? He's been gone.
He felt like Shock scared him off to begin with, right?
Yeah.
Daniel will. Half lightheartedly, he'll put some force into it, but he will shove Shock and go, Shock! It's Zazz! We were looking for him! Zazz, I am...
As he's stuttering, I'm going to look into Daniel's eyes and go, you were looking for him. I was trying to get back here. And I am going to... I'm going to take off. I'm going to walk away. I'm a little freaked out. I'm not in the right headspace. So
are you going down the hole?
Yep, going down the hole to look for Robert.
Daniel's not gonna have a way down. Or did you grab the jetpack out of Zazz's hand? You give me a light side point. Are you out of the passenger seat? You grab the jetpack and you just go.
He can't even lift the jetpack.
Yeah, I'm a fucking 3 foot tall bat.
All right, well, I tried.
I'm just gonna take the speeder.
Wait, where are we at?
The edge of the hole.
I thought we were in the bottom of it.
Hole.
To go find Charl?
Yes, Paul.
Oh my god.
Do you know what's going on right now, Adam?
Just get to the bottom of this.
I thought we were in a hallway.
Okay. So Zazz is putting on a jetpack. Shock is beginning to pull a speeder away towards this hole. Daniel?
Hole.
Okay, so you're gonna... Yeah.
Do you not remember the big black holes that we were talking...
Sorry.
I'm gonna put... You're gonna have to make a check.
Okay. What's the check?
It's gonna be an average...
There's so many H words.
It's either a coordination... We'll give it a setback, too. Coordination or an athletics, unless you can argue something different. Maybe vigilance?
Athletics.
Sure, roll it.
Part of the cards.
Huh.
Fuck you.
You go to grab the side of the speeder and Shock just dips below the surface.
Actually, can I see him reaching for it and slam on the brakes so he hits his face on the side of it?
There we go. I was gonna say,
that works.
All right. That works.
So Shock pumps the brakes. Daniel bops head first.
Ah! Oh, Shock!
Yeah, I'm just cackling like a madman in the passenger in the driver's seat. Just get in.
Oh, my head. Oh.
You'll be all right. It's not bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah, just okay. A little bit, but it's not bad.
He sits in the passenger seat. I lick my thumb and rub the little bloody spot on his forehead like a mom. You'll be okay. It's all right. Grab a...
Oh, go on.
I was just going to say, grab a Band-Aid out of the glove box.
I need Shock and Doc Zaz to make piloting planetary checks.
Should make mine super easy, right?
I think I took all the success.
I will give you. I will upgrade your role because it's a jetpack. It's a personal, like a personal craft. Just because. I won't even make you pay for it.
Blows up in midair. So
you got a wash, and Shock got 4 successes. So what I'm gonna say is Shock, like a fucking expert. You corkscrew down. Daniel's holding on, like you're just fucking going down a spiral. Around the edge of this. Wow, deja vu. And then Doc Zaz comes like down and like hits hard on his butt. The jetpack's probably a little unstable at this point. I might need to cool off a bit. And as you guys start to look around, you got to the bottom and there are lights against one wall shining forward.
Are they like diamonds?
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
You guys have made it. It took a long time. Well, I guess it didn't take a long time. It took a minute. Not an actual minute, but it took a bit. But you guys ended up making it to the bottom. You guys are on, like, Coruscant's surface.
What? I thought we were on Coruscant the whole time.
I'm talking like the Earth.
Oh.
And I need everyone to make... Shock, you go first, and then I have to give them a setback for the darkness. Because you can see the dark.
Perception?
Uh-huh.
Shine bright like a diamond!
And now, Daniel and Doc... Zaz, make perception checks. Daniel, make a perception check.
Hang on. Can I use a light side point to try to make the Mandalorian helmet work again?
Sure. You're just removing a setback? Hold on. There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Perception. Boom.
2 advantage. Okay. Shock, success, 2 advantage. Loki, failure, 2 failure, 3 advantage. Or, I'm sorry, not Loki. Loki is, as Doc says. Daniel Shanks, 2 advantage. So, Daniel, you see someone getting hit by the light off in the distance. And it's like you just see like a silhouette. Doc says you don't see anything, but you did manage to get the jetpack all sorted out, so it'd be ready for the escape.
Escape? What escape?
You didn't notice anything.
You run away now.
You didn't notice anything, but you also, with your advantage, noticed that there isn't anything really around. Anything down here is probably avoiding it, the light.
Great.
And Daniel just or Shock. You actually know who's ahead of you. You see Jedi Master or Jedi Knight Sharl ahead of you.
I'm gonna speed up, walking quickly towards the light and towards Master Sharl. And
can't you see this is a trap?
I mean, obviously,
it's a trap.
But Chuck probably wouldn't see that.
No, you guys approach, and Knight Sharl is You've snuck up on me. Can you believe it? We made it to the surface. The actual surface of Coruscant.
Why are we down here, Jedi Knight?
Don't you feel it? I had to explore. The call to explore. We made it. I didn't know how deep the hole went. It went all the way down. All the way down. It hit just the
down
right spots.
Down to what?
The right spots between every... the union of different layers. Exhaust level. We're here.
I'm going to look at Daniel and go, what is he saying?
There was no one else I could tell. I was going to tell my peers and say, look what I found. It's insane. It's crazy. But no one would believe me because they don't believe Daniel. And he gestures over and you see a fucking temple. And he's like, there's a fucking temple below the temple. It might be a goddamn landing pad for all I know.
God damn
or
it
could be your infinity gate.
You're fucking asshole.
We need to check. We should check this out.
All right. Well,
and with that,
you
we're going to end it here. I hope everyone enjoyed our show. I was going to make Daniel wait one more week to hear that he was right, but...
Oh my god, that's amazing.
if you guys want to get a hold of us, you can reach out to go to our website, tailsgotherim.com. Our social media links are there. You can check us out on Twitter at TOTORFFG. Or Gmail is TOTORFFG@gmail.com. We are on Instagram. We have a subreddit. You guys can hit us up. Leave us some love, hate, questions, remarks.
Tell Zach he's a dick for fucking...
I've had this plan for so long. But
it's another amazing.
Note,
as long as you're like, actually indulgent.
And may the force be with you.
That, not just like, oh, there's a landing pad down here. Fuck!
As soon as you wrote that stupid bullshit in your backstory, you're like, oh, he's... Everyone thinks she's crazy. There's the landing pad. And I was like, god damn it, I gotta put a fucking landing pad down here at the bottom of this goddamn...
I mean, as long as that's cool. I thought you were just, like, playing Charles off of, like, making Charles, or having Charles, like, play off of, Daniel's obsession. Like, yeah, I'm just gonna say this so Daniel comes down here. I'm like, you fucking asshole. Like, of course Daniel would go down there. Of course Daniel would believe Charles.
Get it, you idiot. It's a giant toilet house. Fuck you, Daniel. I finally got your ass, you piece of shit.
Daniel would be blindsided.
Daniel would just die from shame immediately.
Hello, and welcome to The Other Place. The land of Fenrain has been on the brink of doom for years. Necromancers and the dead are rising on the edges of society, threatening life and peace across the land. Deep in the shadows, others try to unearth secret knowledge and unspeakable power. In Season 2, we follow Roberto, Talana, and Teco as they journey from Gildr, fighting the dead on a mission to stop a powerful evil.
So he's just lunging at the first one there. He pulls out the weapon, gets it in both hands, rushes at the first thing, and then kind of leap jump stabs it. That way it can't get a chance to dodge out of the way.
And he goes, freeze frame! And like ice crystals just form over the undead creature, and Tekoa like twists his trident in it, and it just shatters.
So I come charging in. I have this great axe, so I use both my hands, and I take it over my head, and I chop it down, screaming, die, thing!
Technically, it's already undead.
And as it smashes into the blade, it's going to bounce off and make sparks on the ground.
Whoa!
He puffs up his big rabbit cheeks and blows through his teeth, and he gets his loot and brings it down to the chair right up to it, and he starts playing. And he starts going back into his mind. He wants to go into the other side. Wants to go where his ancestors are.
The notes from the lute echo back, and Tekoa hears them taking on a different sort of resonance. Little crystals of ice and frost begin to form around Roberto's feet. When Roberto opens his eyes, the river stretches out on all sides.
Wow. It never seems to not amaze me every time I come here.
Join us for the newest season of The Other Place, wherever you get your podcasts.